The Economic Legacy of Hugo Chavez.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and we'll start in Venezuela, where some are mourning and some are not. For the country's polarizing president, Hugo Chavez, who died yesterday, oil markets are not showing much reaction at all so far, despite the fact that Venezuela has the world's second largest oil reserves. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports now on the economic legacy of Chavez in Venezuela.
If you consider the impact of Hugo Chavez by traditional economic benchmarks like inflation, he ended on a low note. Javier Corrales is a political science professor at Amherst College.
He is leaving the country in the midst of a serious economic crisis, a very large fiscal deficit. A devaluation was announced that is going to have enormous inflationary effects as well as productivity declines everywhere.
But for many poor Venezuelans, Chavez was almost a god. He focused the country's oil wealth on improving the lives of the dispossessed. Alejandro Velasco is an assistant professor of Latin American Studies at New York University.
It's meant a tremendous amount in terms of both of economic assistance, but more significantly, I would say, it's meant more in terms of how people imagine their roles in society. No longer cast aside, no longer marginalized.
Velasco says one of Chavez's main legacies is that even the opposition parties can no longer ignore the political influence of the poor. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Well, for more on what Chavez's death means outside of Venezuela, we're joined from Miami by Stephen Keppel. He's economics editor for Univision News. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, I want to first start by picking up on that point that Jeff was just talking about, the poor. And I want to ask you, what kind of an impact is Hugo Chavez's death going to have in the other similar economic countries to Venezuela? And I'm thinking Bolivia, Ecuador, and Cuba.
Yes, I think Chavez's death will have the largest impact on Cuba. The Cuban economy was most reliant on Venezuelan largesse. They were giving more than 100,000 barrels of oil per day at a discounted rate and billions of dollars of aid each year to Cuba, in exchange for doctors and services and things like that. So the Cubans are definitely probably a little bit worried about the future.
And what about outside those countries in Latin America? What was the influence that Chavez had?
I would say Chavez mainly had a political influence. He definitely empowered and inspired other leftist leaders in the region. And for some, he was hard to deal with. You know, he had a few spats with neighbor Colombia and a few other countries. So it's probably mainly political. But then, they had this ring of influence through this oil deal that impacted a lot of the smaller countries, especially economically.
And what about in Miami, obviously home to a lot of Venezuelans in the United States? What's the reaction been so far?
Yeah, actually, Univision Studios are in Doral, which has the highest concentration of Venezuelans outside of Venezuela or in the U.S. And there's been some excitement, but I would say it's muted excitement. Yesterday, we saw a number of Venezuelans congregating at some of the Venezuelan restaurants and gathering places. And obviously, some people are happy to see him go, although nobody really knows what comes next. And I think there's definitely a lot of uncertainty, and there's definitely not going to be, a big rush back towards Venezuela. I think they have a lot of issues to work out still.
Stephen Keppel, economics editor with Univision News. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Jeremy.